Everyone, it is a session all about feeling blood transfusions. With me, I'm the questioner, Andrea, who's the head of medicine at Paragon, and with Jane, who's going to be giving us all the information today. So, welcome, Jane.
Thank you.
I will fire away with my question. So, Jane's one of our four medics at Paragon. She's a certificate holder and an advanced practitioner in small animal medicine. And she's got a special interest in feline blood transfusion. She's the main person driving our donations and transfusion medicine at Paragon. So let's get some knowledge from her. So Jane, in your opinion, what are the most common conditions that you see at Paragon in cats that require a blood transfusion?
So the majority of cats that require transfusions have presented to us with anemia, and this anemia can have developed because of immune-mediated disease, so IMHA, and this can be peripheral or precursor, or cats with bone marrow disorders such as myelodysplasia or myelofibrosis. We also perform transfusions in cats that are anemic secondary to hemorrhage, so that can be from trauma or major surgery.
Cool. What is that precursor IMHA? What does that really mean?
So a precursor IMHA is where the immune system is essentially attacking the early forms of the red blood cells within the bone marrow, so before they're released into the peripheral circulation.
Great. Thank you. And when we've got cases like this, where can we get blood from? Is there a feline blood bank like there is for dogs?
No. So unfortunately, this service isn't available for cats in the UK. This is mainly because feline red blood cells can only be stored for a very limited time. So all cats here would receive a fresh whole blood transfusion, which is collected at the time that it's required. The Pet Blood Bank can help though, so they can help by providing all the equipment you need for typing, cross-matching, blood collection, administration. There is a feline blood service that is available in Europe, so it is possible to have blood shipped from there to your practice as well.
Great. And what, in your sort of situation, what cats do you use for blood donation? What's available to you?
So the ideal scenario would be that there's another cat from the same household, which is of the same blood type and otherwise is a suitable donor as well. If this isn't available, then we will often approach staff. So we have some staff pets that can donate, or we also have client-owned cats that are part of our feline donor programme. So these are cats that have been pre-screened to ensure that they are appropriate donors to be used.
Along the same theme as that, what are the requirements for screening? And when you're doing the screening, what are you actually looking for that make you not want to use that that cat as a donor?
A feline blood donor needs to be between the ages of 1 and 8 years. They should be fully vaccinated, and they need to be at least 4.5 kilograms of body weight and a normal body condition score to enable us to collect the volume of blood that we would usually require. The cat needs to have a good temperament, to have not travelled abroad, and to have not received a blood transfusion themselves. It's also preferred, though not essential, that the donor cat is an indoor cat. We obviously do need donors for all the different blood types as well. When we're doing the screening protocol, there's few different requirements that we need to meet. So the cats need to have an annual FELV, FIV and mycoplasma PCR, and we also do a pro-BMP or a left atrium to aorta ratio annually as well. Before each donation, we'll be looking to take a blood sample for hematology, so we need to make sure that the cat's not anemic themselves. They need a PCV of ideally greater than 35%, and we also perform a basic biochemistry. So we're basically looking for any evidence of any infectious diseases, any occult heart disease, renal disease, or any other current illness which would make donation more risky for the donor or put the recipient at risk, so particularly passing on any infectious diseases. We also need to be very careful that obviously this doesn't put any undue stress on the donor cats. So we need to carefully assess their temperament and behaviour to make sure that they're okay for the travel and the procedure itself.
Great, that's really helpful. I think that for me as well, it's really nice to know that a proBNP looking at atrial stretch can be used, because I think sometimes, well, I find it, some cats I can get nicely a left atrial check and get that measurement really reliably, but if they are wriggly or if they're difficult to get it from, you can use that proBNP as a mark. Have they got heart disease?
Yeah.
And how much blood can you take from a cat?
So generally, it's recommended that the maximum is 10 to 12 mils per kilogram. So in a 4.5 kilogram cat, that would equate to about 50 mils. It is recommended that this could be collected every 8 weeks, but ideally you would be doing this much less frequently, particularly in an owned cat. And generally we would expect our donors to be used maybe just once or twice a year, though I suppose some of the rarer blood groups, then we would perhaps be using those donors slightly more. But we certainly don't want to be collecting blood too often from them.
Great, and one thing I hadn't thought about as well is that when you're giving the cats doing the donation, are you giving any other medication or any other fluids at the time of that donation?
So all cats will have equivalent volume of fluid replaced after they've donated. So they do need to be sedated for the donation process. So again, that just helps to reduce the potential stress for them. An IV line is placed, and they do have a volume replacement of fluid afterwards.
Great. And what are the blood types that cats have got?
So there are three commonly recognised feline blood groups. So these are the A, B and AB group. So type A and type B have naturally occurring alloantibodies. So this basically means that there is no universal donor like we have in dogs. So cats that are type A should only receive type A blood, and cats that are type B should only receive type B blood. There is the type AB as well. So these cats have no alloantibodies, and they can be transfused either with type AB, but this is rare, so you'd be very rare to find a donor, or they can also be transfused with A blood, because cats with A blood only have small amounts of the anti-B alloantibodies. But it would be recommended to perform a cross match first in that situation. There are certain breed predispositions, so the group B blood group is more prevalent in certain breeds, so the majority of the sort of pedigree cats, the British Shorthairs, the Rexes, Burmans, Persians, Scottish Folds, majority of Moggies are type A, but then also the sort of Oriental Siamese, Burmese, Tonkinese breeds are more commonly type A as well.
And are there any other types of blood type out there in cats?
So in recent years, other red blood cell antigens have been suspected, and this was based on some incompatibility reactions in cats that had been typed for the A and B red blood cell antigen. So in some studies done at that time, they did identify the MYC antigen. So cats were identified as being either MYC positive or MYC negative in this one study. But the frequency and the significance of the incompatibility is not entirely clear at the moment. In subsequent studies, they didn't find positive cross matches between the AB matched blood samples and the transfusion naive cats. So generally at the moment, it's not standard practice to cross match all our first feline transfusions, and we do just screen for the AB system.
Along the same kind of theme as well, do cats always have to receive blood that has been typed?
So it is very important, because of the presence of these naturally occurring alloantibodies. We do need to make sure that we're typing all cats before they receive any blood product.
Exactly. What about cross-matching? Does every cat need to be cross-matched?
So as I say, it's not standard practice. So cross-matching is basically performed to assess the serological compatibility between the patient and donor. So it's not commonly performed before a first transfusion, but if a cat has received a transfusion more than 4 days prior to needing a second transfusion, then we should be performing a cross-match procedure, and we're basically looking for the presence of antibodies that have formed as a result of the previous blood that was transfused. There are some in-house tests that are available, so it is a relatively straightforward procedure to do.
What about xenotransfusions? So what are they and can you give them?
This is an interesting area. So obviously there have been considerations with canine blood being more readily available as to whether it is possible to give a cat a canine blood transfusion. It's not a recommendation. So it's generally thought that there is a reasonable risk of having quite a severe hemolytic reaction, which could potentially be fatal for the cat. So it really would be a sort of last resort option. So if you've got a cat that's very unstable, is unlikely to improve without having a transfusion to improve its oxygen carrying capacity, and no appropriate feline donor is available, then potentially that would be the only situation in which you would consider this. There has been a more recent paper that found that although hemolysis is common in the situation, it isn't always life-threatening, and obviously cross-matching would be recommended before this should be considered, but there would still be a risk from doing it. But overall, that they found in that study that the overall death death rate was similar to that of any transfusion. So it is hard to say, but overall it should only be a last resort.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, how can any owned cats out there become part of the feline donation program we've got at Paragon?
We'd certainly encourage you to please get in touch with us. So you're very welcome to phone, email, or we have a new advice form available on our website. So please do get in touch and obviously ask more about the programme. So one of the medical team or one of our feline nurses will be able to get back in touch to obviously explain a little bit more. So we usually start with a chat over the phone with anybody who would be interested in their cat joining the programme. Then we'd arrange to see the cat, to perform the examination and the screening tests that need to be performed. And obviously this is all done here and free of charge. And we certainly appreciate any donors that are able to come forward and be part of our programme.
Well, thanks, Jane. That was really, really helpful, very interesting. I hope it's been helpful for you guys out there. And as Jane said, yeah, get in touch with us. We're on the end of the phone or the advice emails from the website. We're all here. Take care, everyone. Have a nice day.
Thank you.